This is Thurman Scrivener with the Living Savior Ministries. We're glad to have you with us today. We're going to be teaching some good stuff from the Word of God that we invite you to stay with us. And at the end of the program, we'll tell you how you can get all these teachings. These are usually ongoing teachings. And so we'll be happy to send them to you free and postpaid, and we'll tell you how to do that at the end of the show. We're glad to have you with us, and now we're going to go into the teaching. And remember, Jesus is Lord.
I mean, heart problems, kidney problems, liver problems. I didn't know how many problems Randy had until Saturday. You know, but at the break Saturday, he come up and told me, he said, Thurman, I didn't just have epilepsy. I had all these other things. That's why I was taking 26 different drugs. And he said, when I came that day, when I asked you, should I get off my medication, you told me it's between me and God. He said, I had all them pills in my big leather jacket. I said, I got on my bike and I rode home. And when I got home and started to get off my bike, I reached in my pocket and it was empty. And I reached in this pocket and it was empty. He said, I assumed that was God telling me I didn't need no medication. So he said, I ain't never had a pill since. And he said, I hadn't had a seizure. My kidneys are working. My liver's working. He said, everything in my body is perfect. And it's been that way for a year and a half. I mean, do we serve an awesome Jesus? Hey, does praying and fasting work? Yes. See, those praying and fasting times we've spent has allowed me to walk in an anointing that'll get that young man set free. Now, what if I'd never been willing to pray or fast? He might still be sick. And then whose fault would it be? His and mine. He's the sinner, and I'm the sinner too, because I don't do what God told me. God told me and you to pray and fast. Now then, if you're like I was, many, many years of my life, Paul said, I fasted often. I read that, but it didn't mean nothing to me. I mean, man, we go to church, you know, them girls up there, we had a Sunday up there or something to do, you know, we never had a time to fast and see God, but we sure had a lot of feasting days up there. That's one thing I will have to say about them Baptist girls. Of course, I got a feeling it's not only the Baptist girls, it's Pentecostal girls, it's every girl, I think, they know how to fix good groceries, and especially the women at church. You know, they can. You can say, we're going to have a little something at church. Bring your favorite finger foods. And good grief, there'll be enough there. You got 50 people there. There's enough stuff to feed 200. You know, any of y'all ever been to one of them kind of deals? I've been to lots of them. But that's just like, I can't think of that doctor's name right now. Anyway, he was a Church of Christ. And he came to a healing school with nine of his people from his church. And we got to see God doing some awesome things through that little ministry that they had down at that Church of Christ down in South Texas. In fact, after he come to the first healing school, he went back to the Church of Christ the next Sunday, next day, and he said when the youth leader and his wife walked in, he looked them right in the eye and he said, you two still trying to have a baby? They said, yes. Been trying for years. They'd been to his office. He couldn't help them. He couldn't find nothing wrong with it. He's a medical doctor. But they couldn't get pregnant. He said, I'm going to tell you, yesterday I come from a place where a man taught the Word of God in a way that I've never heard it. He said, my faith right now is higher than it's ever been. He said, do you two want a baby? They said, yes. He said, then upon John chapter 14, verse 13 and 14, in the name of Jesus, I ask you to put a baby in her womb right now in Jesus' name. He said, now you two go home tonight after church and do what you're supposed to do to get pregnant. He said, 30 days later, my phone rang one afternoon, and she says, Doctor, I done a pregnancy test, and I think I'm pregnant. He said, you don't do it in the evening. You do it in the morning. She said, well, I'm about 2 days late on my cycle, and I think I'm pregnant. He said, take it in the morning early. He said, 6 o'clock the next morning, my phone rang again. And it was her. She said, I've done it again, and it's still positive. He said, okay, come in, and I'll check you. And said she was. And 9 months later, that little girl had been trying all that time, could not have a baby. They brought forth a beautiful baby boy into that Church of Christ. Now, this doctor's faith went like this time. I mean, he saw God work like he had seen the promises, and when he did it by faith, and he prayed his first prayer for a woman that had been trying to have a baby for years, couldn't have, and she got pregnant that night. That night, she got pregnant, I mean to tell you, he said, he told me later, he'd come back to a healing school, talked to him several times in the next few years. He said, we have a men's weekend out Friday and Saturday a lot, you know, and he said, we all have a time that we go out and we supposedly study the Word. Mostly we play games and all this kind of stuff. But he said, I told him, it's my time to be in charge of the event. And so said, let's meet at Friday afternoon, or I think it was Thursday afternoon, and let's take Friday and Saturday all day off, and let's go out and seek God and pray. And so he said, I got about 15 or 20 men in the church that said they'd go. So he said, Thursday afternoon, we all met after work. We went out in the woods to this little cabin that I'd reserved, and he said, we on the lake somewhere down there. And he said, we got out, and we're there, and everything. And he said, we got our Bibles out. And one of the men said, well, who brought the food? He said, we didn't bring any food. He said, what? No food? He said, no, we're going to fast and pray and seek God. One of them said, Thursday night? Friday? Friday night? Saturday? And we don't go home till Saturday night. We're going to die. He said, no, trust me, you won't die. I'm a medical doctor and you won't die. But he said, let me tell you, I didn't tell none of them we were going to fast and pray until I got them out there and got the door locked. Now see, when you've seen God's Word work, when he says fast, when he asked me, he said, Thurman, how do you do these things? I said, well, I fast and pray and seek God. He said, that's where we're really missing it. He said, we have never, ever had a time of fasting and praying in our church. But he said, we're going to have. And he did. Now, I'm telling you, he didn't tell those guys they were going to fast and pray. He said, we're going to have a time of praying. He didn't tell them they were going to fast. And they got them there and got the door locked. That's almost the way you have to do it with men. I mean, women's the same way, though. You know, I mean, they don't want to do without food either. I mean, you have an event, everybody wants to bring the food. But to go and fast and pray and seek God? Hey, forget this. But you want to see God do something wonderful? You get 10 or 15 men or 10 or 15 women that's willing to go somewhere together, lock themselves up with the Word of God, and nothing but a time of fasting and praying and on their face before God and seeking Him and being persistent and calling Him into remembrance of His promises, there is no limitations of what you can see God do after you've spent 2 or 3 days like that. Isn't that amazing? He tells us to seek Him. Be persistent. You know, no tell. I mean, I think about this group of men. I read a book here a while back about a man that said when I learned about fasting and prayer, he said, I got 7 men from the church and we fasted and prayed. So we all took time off and said we fasted and prayed. He said, I preached on Sunday, but he said, the rest of the time we locked ourselves up in the church and we took 21 days and we didn't do nothing except on our face before God fasting and praying. Water only. He said the 21st day we walked out of that church in the power of the Holy Ghost and was walking down the street and a young man in a wheelchair that had cerebral palsy so bad came up and one of the men said, can I pray for you? And went up and laid his hands on and said the boy was instantly healed. 21 days of fasting and prayer. He said, you talk about lighting our fire. Isn't that awesome? Why can we not cast this demon out, Lord? What was his answer? Fasting and prayer. If we can't get our prayers answered, it must be because we either don't have any faith, we don't believe the promises of God, or we've not spent any time fasting and praying. Now then, serving God in the kingdom has a cost, doesn't it? Can you imagine the cost that group of men in that church that spent, those 7 men that spent 21 days before God fasting and praying? But did it pay good dividends for that cerebral palsy boy? Oh, man. Absolutely fantastic. Yeah. Seeking God. See, he's telling us here in Luke 18, he is telling us to be persistent, be in constant prayer, and never give up. And then he goes in 2 Corinthians chapter 1, verse 20. He says, no matter how many promises I made you in my word, my answer to every one of them is always yes. Now, if that's written in the Word and we don't get our prayers answered, something wrong with us, isn't it? Is something wrong? What is wrong? We either don't believe Him, we have no faith, or we've not spent any time with the King fasting and praying. You know? And I was a good church member for a lot of years. Never saw God do not one single thing. Taught a Sunday school class. Visited at Tuesday night visitation. Went to Wednesday night prayer meeting. I was in church Sunday morning Bible study and worship service. Back Sunday night. Went visiting on Sunday afternoon. I mean, take visitations card. Served as a deacon, a Sunday school teacher. Never saw an answer to prayer. If I did, I didn't know it. How much faith did I have? Zero. I mean, I didn't even have tiny faith, Will. I had zero faith. I mean, if you don't never see God do nothing, you don't have no faith, right? If you got a little bit of faith, you'll get to see God do something once in a while. You'll do something. But when you begin to get this kind of faith, that we see here in Luke 18. Was you going to say something, Deborah? Wait a minute, so we can hear. So they can hear. Let me get you a microphone here right quick.
I was just going to add, when I was in the Word today, I found in Hebrews where it says, I will never, never fail you or forsake you.
That's pretty awesome, isn't it? Never. Of course, I know that's in there. I've read that many times. I will never forsake you. But you know, I'll tell you, in Matthew chapter 28, He also said, all power in heaven and earth has been given to Me. And He says, now you go and make disciples, and you teach the new disciples to do everything I have commanded you to do. Now see, this is something in Matthew 28 when He says, I have commanded My disciples to go out, save the lost, heal the sick, cleanse the lepers, and raise the dead. I've commanded them to do that. That was in Matthew chapter 10. That's when He said, I give you power over all that. I command you to go do this. And then when He starts to go back to heaven, He says, now you go out and make disciples, and then you teach the new disciples to do everything I have commanded you to do. I mean, I don't know how we miss this. He commands us to go out and pray for the sick, save the lost, pray for the sick, cast out demons, and cleanse the lepers, and to raise the dead. And boy, when it comes down to raising the dead, you talk about that devil. I mean, somebody can call you and say, would you come raise the dead for me? And I mean, to me, that devil says, ain't no use in you going because it ain't going to work.
We have to stop right there. But if you'd like these teachings in their entirety, if you would give us a call at 940-242-2106. 940-242-2106, or you can go to the web at www.tlsm.org, and there you can order all these things free and postpaid. And remember, Jesus is Lord.